Energy FM Saturday afternoon with Andy Dalrymple, looking back at a tremendous season of football here on the Isle of Man. And down at the bottom, close race or?
Well, it was in the end. Union Mills looked pretty. I think we were talking about that half term report we did just after Christmas. Mills looked dead and buried. They had a point, having played presumably half their games, but they rallied like Lazarus esque, took another 14 points in 6 weeks or something, and were well clear by the time the season of trouble by the time the season ended. It was Michael and Jim's, obviously, ultimately, that went through the trap door. Michael had struggled all season. Their problem was they just couldn't score. I think they went through six matches without scoring, which is unheard of at this level. And you usually get someone that can scuff a goal from somewhere, but that just didn't happen for them this season. And then Jim's were unlucky, really. They came up as champions, I think, and then the heart was ripped out there. They lost several players in that last summer transfer window and never really recovered. I think they thought they were going to be safe, but I'd say Mills came up on the rails like a champion, and then they sort of were sucked back into the trouble, and then we'll be playing in Division 2 next season.
And I know they didn't quite make it to promotion, but Douglas Athletic have got to be the story of Division 2.
Yeah, they've had a cracking season. By all accounts, it's a really well-run club, and the Combi won a JCK combination too, which always is a good sign of strength. We were touching on St George's Combi maybe not having the strength and depth, but that shows you, doesn't it? They were so close to going up with the first team, and then their Combi doing really well as well. So it shows a healthy club, and it's great to see, because obviously Police, as they were at times, were, you know, a force in Manx football, albeit briefly. But it's nice to see a new name emerge, really, because often you get, say, the same sort of 4 to 6 clubs that yo-yo between the two divisions. So it's nice to see some fresh blood.
And the two that have come up, what can we expect from them next season?
It's going to be tough, and I think they know that. Moran, who went up as champions, they've been there before. They've got quite an experienced squad, but I think they're still going to struggle next year. And the same with Youthy. Again, they've pinged about between the two divisions in the last few seasons. They'll know what the task is ahead. They've got a young squad. And I think they might be in a similar position to Mills. It'll take them maybe half a season to get their head around the challenge ahead, and then we might see them improve at the second half. But you have to say it's between them two, Mills and possibly Ayr, who are going to be the bottom four scrapping it down there, really, I'd say, next season.
Right, that's to look forward to next season. Let's have a bit of Queen, shall we? I think I Want to Break Free. What about that?
Oh, I like that one.